On this day, 29th June 1921, train attack, death. Our Dundalk correspondent writes, the repair of the railway line at Ada Voyle, South Armagh, continued on Saturday and is now practically completed. A number of horses have also been buried by Labour commandeered in the district. Another death has taken place as a result of the disaster. Patrick McAteer of Flurry Bridge died from a bullet wound at 11 o'clock on Friday night in Louth Infirmary. He stated before death that he was walking in the fields near his home when he felt a sting in his side, and then a soldier called on him to halt. The official story is that deceased ran away when called upon to halt, and that he was fired on. It is alleged that in his possession there was found a pair of rubber gloves. Deceased was aged about 30. James Boyle, who also received a bullet wound, is progressing favourably. Following the derailment, Dundalk presented the appearance of an invested town. Troops poured in by the hundred from all parts, and there were endless lines of motor wagons, armoured cars, ambulances, field kitchens, etc. On Friday night, the wounded and dead soldiers were taken by ambulance train to Belfast. Auxiliaries shot in Dublin. At 7 o'clock last evening, section leader White and temporary cadet Hunt of the Auxiliaries, while having tea with their wives at the Mayfair Hotel, Lower Baggot Street, Dublin, were shot by armed men. Hunt was killed outright and White seriously wounded. 20 years for Tyrone Mann. Sentence of 20 years penal servitude have been promulgated in the case of Patrick Cassidy of Killivney, County Tyrone. He was tried by Field General Court Martial in Derry on the charges of shooting with intent to murder and attempting to set fire to a dwelling house. Cassidy refused to recognise the court. Francis Donnelly of Durlis, who was charged with the same offence, pleaded not guilty and was acquitted. The case arose out of an attack by armed men on the residence of a B Special Constable at Fymore, County Tyrone, in May. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. Despite moves towards a ceasefire following King George V's grandiloquent speech at the opening of the new Belfast Parliament, violence continued north and south. Pathé ensured that the IRA attack on the Royal Troop Train made world headlines, with the King condemning the brutal outrage by Frank Aiken's 4th Northern IRA Division. The IRA had allowed two earlier troop trains to pass before derailing the third. This contained mainly horses. Had Aiken targeted either of the earlier trains containing hundreds of soldiers, the death toll might well have been catastrophic.